Final day of the season, and the bracket is locked down. It's time for October Madness. We are going to pick your playoff bracket and talk about the Blue Jays playoff roster as well. It's Locked On Blue Jays, and it starts right now.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Blue Jays. Thanks so much for making us your first listen every day. Today's episode is sponsored by Simply Safe Home Security. With Fast Protect technology exclusively from Simply Safe, 24/7 monitoring agents capture evidence to accurately verify a threat for faster police response. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. Visit simplysafe.com/lockedonMLB to learn more. By the way, you can catch our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube, Twitter at LockedOnJays, and you can email us LockedOnBlueJaysReal@gmail.com, R-E-A-L, LockedOnBlueJaysReal@gmail.com. We are on the final day of the regular season, and nothing is at stake in terms of playoff positioning, playoff matchups. We are locked in across the board, American League and National League. For the people on YouTube, Bones, show them what the playoffs look like.
Hold on.
Got
to load. Bang!
So this is the playoff picture for those online, those on audio. Imagine a picture of the postseason bracket. We're going to go through round by round and pick what we think is going to happen in the playoffs and see where that lands the Blue Jays and others in this 2022 postseason. So we'll start by going, you know, each division series on either side, or each, sorry, wildcard series, then each division series, then each championship series, and eventually a World Series champion. Bones, are you ready to go?
Let's go.
We start in the top left corner of the bracket, which is Tampa Bay taking on Cleveland in the 3-6 matchup. Who do you have emerging from that one?
It's tough because I think that those are the probably, I don't know if they're the two best, but they have some of the best pitching that I think this side of the bracket has to offer, at least in terms of top three starters. Of course, the Rays have McClanahan, Springs, Rasmussen, and even past that have more. And then for Cleveland, Quantrill, Bieber, McKenzie, a lot of talent there. But the Guardians are so hot right now. And it's all about who's hot going into the playoffs and who's hot at the end of September. So I'm going to go Guardians here, take the 3 over the 6.
Okay. I like it. I am going to disagree, though. I just think, you know, Tampa is scary all the time, and even scarier when you get into the postseason. They find ways to win baseball games. And although they weren't as hot as the Guardians were to end the year, they were more consistent throughout the year. So I kind of think they might be a better team. I'm going to take the 6 seed. Upset here. I'm going to take the Tampa Bay Rays to advance to the division series. Let's move down to the bottom left corner. Seattle taking on Toronto, of course, in Toronto. What's your pick here?
Now, Seattle, we've seen. There is, of course, that terrible stretch in the season where there was the 4-game sweep of the Blue Jays in Seattle. That was probably one of the lowest points in the season for the Jays, but I'm gonna say that just lit a fire under them, and nothing else. And I'm gonna say that they're gonna beat Seattle.
Yeah, I totally agree. Honestly, I actually think this is one of my better feeling picks of this first round.
And we said we wanted to see Seattle, so how could we not pick them?
Yeah, this was the exact matchup we picked for the Blue Jays. And you talked about Cleveland getting hot. I know I ended up picking Tampa, but if we talk about teams getting hot, the Blue Jays have been their hottest of the year right now here in September, and now we're in October, whereas Seattle actually has been pretty underwhelming, frankly, both of us, I remember us predicting a little bit earlier, probably about a month ago today, that it would be hard for the Blue Jays to hold a top wild card spot because Seattle's schedule was so easy. But they lost games to teams like the Athletics and the Tigers and stuff like that, ended up landing them in a road series instead of a home series. So I actually think that I really don't necessarily like the way that the Mariners are going into this first playoff for them in 21 years. And then the offense, I don't think there's a lot of depth. Julio Rodriguez is really, really in command of everything. And we'll talk more about Seattle tomorrow as we get ready for that playoff series. But, you know, outside of him, I'm really not that scared. In general, I don't think Blue Jays pitching should be that scared. I think the Blue Jays handle this series pretty well and move on.
I'm more right there with you.
National League, we've picked, you picked Cleveland, I've picked Tampa. We both picked the Blue Jays to move on. National League, Phillies, St. Louis on the right side. Who do you got?
Do you see that Philly stat that was like, they're 70-70 against everybody that's not the Nationals, and they're 16-3 against the Nationals?
I did not.
Which I think is hilarious. But I also, aside from that fact, I just think that the Cardinals are just a team of destiny this year. They've got the three old men leading the way, and they're playing great baseball. They've got the NL MVP, likely the NL MVP, in Paul Goldschmidt. Arenado's having a great year. They got a great offseason trade deadline acquisition, Jordan Montgomery, to the staff. He's been nails for them. I'm going to go Cards.
Yeah, I got Team of Destiny too. Not much more to say than that. I think Cardinals are probably the better team, and even if they aren't, they're definitely the Destiny team. Let's go to the bottom right with the New York Mets hosting the San Diego Padres in Queens. Who do you like in that series?
This is going to be a tough series, whether the Mets fans like it or not. I think a lot of them out there, and I've heard this from people I know, saying, oh, the Padres don't scare me, blah, blah, blah. The bullpen stinks. The, Soto and Bell haven't been that good. But, I mean, I don't know. Talent is talent at the end of the day, and they have a lot of it. So, it's going to be a tough series for both teams because the Padres are really, really good. Despite Juan Soto having a really down year, which is a .240 average and a .790 OPS. And the Mets are really good as well. Josh Bell has been like horrendous. So like you actually can give them that. For San Diego, he's hit .192 with a .587 OPS. Like these are numbers worse than Whit Merrifield. He has been awful. But their top three pitching staff, I mean, Darvish, Musgrove, and Snell have all been really, really good. But I don't know. When you have a three-game series like that and you're able to put out DeGrom and Scherzer for two of the games, it's really difficult to pick against that team, especially when those two guys lost their last two starts and we both know that they like pitching mad. So I'm going to go Mets.
Yeah, I have Mets too. Those two guys in a three-game series, those two guys – can't really beat them. Mets are the four, Padres are the five, so that moves the Mets on to the NLDS. Let's flip back to the American League now. We'll pick a different game, me and you here, because we picked different things in this first round. You picked all favorites in the first round. I picked all favorites except for one. So the New York Yankees, for you, are hosting the Cleveland Guardians in round two, and I think I know where you're going.
Well, this is a series that reminds me of 2017 when the Yankees, I think it was 2017, when the Yankees played the Guardians.
Well, the Guardians were way better that year.
Well, I'm just saying that they scared me then and they scare me now. They're just a team that I don't like playing. This Yankees team, man, like they're going to have to bring it in terms of the rotation, and I think they can, but this will be a tough series. Home field will help. I will go the Bronx Bombers here, but I don't think it's a sweep.
All right, so you have the Yankees moving on to the ALCS. I'm picking Yankees Tampa, and I have the Tampa Bay Rays beating the New York Yankees as well. I just think we've watched a not that great Yankee performance for like so much of the year now. After it, the most ridiculous start, that I don't have a ton of faith in them to be the hotter team coming into any series at this point. Outside of Judge, it's like I don't care that much about the offense, and there's a lot of bullpen arms on the shelf. They just IL'd Marinaccio, who I think can pitch in the ALDS, but at the same time, it's like relying upon a lot of guys to be healthy or get healthy. And with Zach Britton, they took him off and then put him right back on 60-day and ended his season. So you don't necessarily know where that's going to go. So I'm going to say Tampa Bay with another upset moves on to the ALCS. Now we have Houston-Toronto in the bottom part.
Yeah, Houston-Toronto. I mean, Houston's so good. Yeah. Houston's so good. This is going to – I mean, it's hard to pick against Houston, man. Like, they're so good. And it's difficult to see anybody beating them. I got to pick Houston here.
Yeah,
they're so good.
Me too. They're just almost undoubtedly the best team. I mean, they are pretty undoubtedly the best team in the American League. It's possible the Blue Jays could beat them, but Houston has the perfect mix of starting pitching, bullpen, and bats that no one else, I feel like, is really all that fluid in three phases like the Astros are. So I have Houston moving on to the ALCS. Let's go quickly to the NL. Top right, Atlanta taking on St. Louis in the ALDS. Who do you have there, defending champ?
That's going to be, if that is the series and St. Louis does win that wild card series, this will be an awesome series. Two really, really good teams battling it out. I'm a real big fan of Atlanta this year, so I'm going to go Atlanta, but I don't think I think it's going to be really close.
I have Atlanta, and I actually don't think it'll be that close. I think Atlanta's got the talent to potentially blow out either Philly or St. Louis, who they see in the second round. I really like Atlanta, as we'll see going forward as well. But let's keep going down to L.A., where the Dodgers host the Mets in the NLDS. I'm just going to get out there and say I have the Dodgers.
I got the Mets here.
Really? All right, explain.
I just think that, again, like, if you can ride pitching in the playoffs, like the Mets can, and the Dodgers have a great staff too, so I don't think I'm discounting their staff. They did lose Walker Buehler for the season, which will hurt them, despite him not having the best year, but also they are holding up, like, they have somehow gotten like such great seasons out of Tyler Anderson and Andrew Heaney. And as a man who watched the Heen dog pretty much all year last year, the man will falter. I just know he will. Obviously, they still have Gonsolin, Urias, and Kershaw, so you can't entirely bank on
and
that.
And Dustin
bullpen,
May came back.
That's true. But their bullpen isn't great either. They just, like, very late in the season had to remove Craig Kimbrel from closing duties. And they're, you know, they're good, but I don't think that the Dodgers are always beatable in my mind, despite them, whatever their 162-0 record in the regular season is. Nothing matters when it makes it to the NLCS, and I think the Mets will be able to rally and beat them in that series.
I'm not going to elaborate because we're way over time, but I'm taking the Dodgers, and I think the reasons to pick for the Dodgers are fairly obvious. If you're picking that way, not that your pick isn't good, just for the people at home, they, you know why the Dodgers are good. ALCS, you have Houston and the Yankees. Who are you picking?
I'm picking the Astros, man. It's going to be another, somebody hits a walk-off home run and somebody's smiling on the mound and I'm
Jeremy
Payne freaking fire hydrant through the window and I'll be upset.
Okay. Bones is going to throw a fire hydrant through his window. I have Tampa against Houston. I also have the Astros going to the World Series. That's just kind of where my Tampa miracle ends. You have an NL East showdown in the NLCS with Atlanta and the Mets. Who are you picking?
Atlanta beats the Mets again. They took the division right at the end, and they take the NL pennant as well.
I have Atlanta and the Dodgers, and I also have Atlanta persevering and getting to the World Series. If they do end up meeting in this CS, so many great Braves Dodgers playoff series of the last like 5-6 years. But I have the Braves right now as the best team in the NL. So we both have Houston Braves World Series. Who do you pick?
I'm going to go Atlanta. I think they go back to back.
Okay.
That team is so good, dude. Like, they are so good everywhere. Fantastic. They have veterans. They've got everything you need. I'm going to go Atlanta here against Houston in the World Series.
I am also going to go Atlanta. We both pick former Blue Jay GM Alex Anthopoulos to construct back-to-back World Series teams. We will just wait and see, though, as the playoffs get started on Friday. But right now, we have to talk to you about one of our very, very generous sponsors. The numbers don't lie. In the last decade, over 4 million people have chosen SimpliSafe Home Security to protect their home. You don't earn the trust of that many people without doing something right. At SimpliSafe, your safety is the only thing that matters. I know because I use SimpliSafe in my own home. They protect you with cutting-edge security technology powered by 24/7 professional monitoring agents who always have your back. With 24/7 professional monitoring, SimpliSafe's agents call you the moment a threat is detected and dispatch police or first responders in an emergency, even if you're not home or can't be reached. SimpliSafe blankets your home in protection with advanced sensors for every room, window, and door, HD security cameras for inside and outside your home, smarter ways to detect motion that only alerts you when a threat is real, and even hazard sensors that instantly detect fires, floods, and other threats to your home. Our monitoring experts use proprietary advanced response technology to visually confirm when a break-in is real so you can get the highest priority police match. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a few minutes at simplisafe.com/lockedonMLB. Save 20% on your SimpliSafe security system when you sign up for interactive monitoring for an interactive monitoring plan and get your first month free. Visit simplisafe.com/lockedonMLB to learn more. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
We're back. Okay. Let's talk playoff roster for the Jays. We've talked about it a little bit before, but I think it's worth revisiting now that the playoffs are set, like we talked about. So let's get into it. You have two guys on the IL right now. Or at least two guys in terms of hitters. That's Lourdes and Santiago Espinal, both on the 10-day. Ben, do you have like a little, I don't know, we could run some kind of music and you could do an injury report?
let me get the injury report 1 second.
And then you could go, and Santiago Espinal, blah, 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 blah. See, look, that was inside baseball. That was me pitching an idea.
Okay. Do you want to do the music again? On the Blue Jays injury report. Last update only coming really for Lourdes Gurriel, who was posted yesterday, run the bases and face live pitching. Blue Jays are still going to see how his body reacts before they make a decision on when he can return. Probably not going to play today, but hopefully ready for Friday. Espinal, they are expecting a return by end of season or beginning of postseason. But no real. You can stop doing your music now.
Okay. I didn't pick up any of that information. What did you say?
Uriel ran the bases yesterday. We'll see if he can make it back. Espinal supposed to be back for the playoffs.
Okay. All right. Cool. Anyway, let's go playoff roster. What do you got right now?
I guess we'll start. So it's a 26-man roster with 13 pitchers, 13 players. So I guess we'll just start on the pitching side. And I'm honestly not 100% sure who I got, but 13 pitchers, so some locks. Manoah Gausman, Stripling. I do think Berríos is on there too, even though he's not going to have a start. Just in case someone blows up early, they'll need to go to him. I have Romano, Simber, Garcia, Bass, Meza, Phelps, Richards, Pop. That gets me to 12. So one more pitcher remaining, and the options are like Mitch White, Trent, Nate Pearson, Julian Merriweather, Casey Lawrence, and Yusei Kikuchi.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, that 13th spot is not an exciting one. We both have the same 12.
Yeah. Do you have a 13th?
So I'm looking at it. It's like, I don't want to bring Yusei. Sorry.
No, I'd bring Mitch White before Yusei.
You could go Trent Thornton, but I'm not like huge on him because I just like don't see a spot where you're like, let's bring in Trent Thornton. Like, what? Like, when are you gonna do that? Maybe. Remember Ryan Barucki? Guy had a 9.95 ERA. Sorry, I'm off topic. I think I go Mitch White.
Yeah, I think Mitch White. But it's not phenomenal.
Not there's not a lot of fireworks happening in that 13th pitcher spot. I won't lie, it's not an exciting spot.
Okay, so players, I don't really have any questions about players, but I guess I'll just run through it. So I'm running through it right now with the assumption of Espinal, not with the assumption of Gurriel.
Okay.
Just the way I did it. So Bichot, Chapman, Espinal, Guerrero. Are pretty much your infielders. Count Witt as well. And then Jackie Bradley, Teoscar, Springer, Tapia, Zimmer are your outfielders. And then Kirk and Jansen are your catchers. And that's
is that 13?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that one's pretty cut and dry. The only question is, do you bring one less outfielder so you can bring another catcher? And I don't think you do.
I don't think they're going to, even like we've talked about it, but it just doesn't seem like they care about as much as maybe we cared about it. I guess we got to go.
Quick, yeah.
I'll just ask what who's coming off when Gurriel gets healthy?
Probably Zimmer.
I think they like Zimmer. I don't know.
But he's hitting 103 or something.
I know, but he's the best.
He's hitting 099. What are they going to do?
He's the best defender of all of them. I don't think he comes off. I lean more like Jackie Bradley or something like that.
I mean, listen, as like the number one Machine fan on the planet and on this podcast, I'd love to keep Machine. You think they'd rather have Machine than Jackie Bradley Jr.?
I think there's a chance.
I mean, when you get to that Houston series, one of them did hit a homer off Justin Verlander.
Exactly.
And you're looking at the guy, BZ.
There's ads now.
Wow, that's a late ads.
I know. And we're going to quickly go through some over for today's doubleheader day. The Blue Jays playing a doubleheader on the final day of the season, which is kind of funny matter. But they're playing at Baltimore. My first over under for you, Bones, we saw in game one of the series, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit a home run over the deep left field wall, the pushback wall at Camden Yards. Over under today for both teams combined, half a home run over that deep left field wall.
Under.
Under. No home runs for either team over that wall. All right.
That wall's absurd.
We proceed. The Blue Jays in their two games today, not necessarily trotting out the aces of the staff. Mitch White will go first. Over, under, 4 1/3 innings pitched for Mitch White.
They might just let him go. I'm still going to go under, though.
Oh, I'm going to go over. I think you're right that there's a good chance they just let him go.
If he's got like 9 earned in the third, do you think they let him go?
No, if it's that. 9 earned in the third is pretty tough. He's had some bad starts, but I don't know if anyone's had 9 earned in the third even. Okay. And Blue Jays come in today sitting on 91 wins. Over, under 92.5, the win total by the end of the day.
How many wins do they have? Oh, they have to win at the end of the day, so they'd have to win both.
I actually don't even like that one. Can I scrap that one? I got a better one.
Okay, you scrapped it. It never even
Bradley
happened.
Zimmer is likely to start both games today as the Blue Jays rest their key contributors. Not like on his line score or whatever. Just how many times does Bradley Zimmer make it to first base safely? Fielder's choices and errors count.
All right, hold on. Now I got to do a little bit of research. Can't make uneducated bets, people.
The fielder's choices and errors part makes it really hard for you to research anything that accurate.
Well, I just want to know when the last time. All right, my internet won't work. What's the line under, here?
I'll do over under half. So, like, does he
Oh, you're talking about machine here.
Come on. I'm going to go under.
hater. What a hater.
Blue Jays wrapping up the season on the road at Camden Yards. We were wrapping up this episode, but we'll be back with your playoff preview tomorrow. Thanks so much for making us your first listen. Now make your second listen, the Locked On MLB podcast, where Paul Francis Sullivan spins a hula hoop around his hips while talking about the Major League storylines. It's a lot of fun. For Matt Bonaparte, I'm Ben Schulman. We will catch you tomorrow on Locked On Blue Jays.